during one of the scenes that we were shooting in between. To set this up for you, I'm sitting on one corner of the table. Triss is in the center, and EB has his back to the bar. So that's where we're sitting. And you can see the photos. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see the photos right there. And this will kind of set this up. So my back is actually to Josh Radner when he's sitting in the booth. So I can't see him at all, but I can see Allison Hannigan and Jason Segel.
Right.
So we're in between a take, and there's a lot of action going on. There's a lot of noise. And I see EB's eyes, like, looking past me and then looking back at me like, hey, somebody's trying to get your attention. Somebody's trying to talk to you.
Right, because NPH had gotten up. NPH was on our side of the booth over there next to Josh Radner. But he had gotten up to go talk to somebody about his lines or something. And so I guess maybe there was an uncomfortable awkwardness after, you know, Allison Hannigan had asked us about going to Disneyland and we were introduced to them. And so I was like, had to make some small talk. So Josh Radner, instead of scooting over to where NPH was sitting, instead he kind of just like flops over the booth, kind of like towards up with his arm over his head and like is literally laying down all the way across the booth with his head hanging out the side of the booth towards us. Mike can't really see this, but I can see it. And he's looking at me and he's like, hey guys,
so I'm a native of Ohio, and I wonder if you've ever ridden, there's this famous roller coaster that's in Ohio. It is wooden. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is he gonna say? I don't know, have you ever heard of this roller coaster?
I was like, please don't say the beast.
It's called like a beast.
I was like, oh, yeah, well, I know that. When I was like, hey, Mike, he's asking about the beast.
And that's a funny thing, because he had gone through and said all of that, but I didn't hear any of it and didn't turn around to ask him about it. So then I turn around and I say, yes, and he repeated the whole thing.
He's like, there's this famous wooden roller coaster. And CoasterRadio.com listeners, if you're the coaster boys out there that we know you are, if I say to you, a famous wooden roller coaster, that's all you need.
A famous
wooden
roller
coaster. You don't need me to add in Ohio or like it's really old. Yeah, you don't need any extra information there. But he's like, so guys, do you know about this roller coaster? It's called a beast.
That was the greatest thing. And so right then,
and we had to play it. This was us playing it cool again. It was like, we couldn't be like, dude, that's one of the most famous wooden roller coasters on the planet. Of course we've heard of it. We do a podcast.
And I'm hearing like the nerd laugh in the background. Like I hear it like going off in our heads. And I'm hearing, and I'm thinking about this moment.
Actually, of course, we're familiar with it.
I'm thinking about this moment right here when we would retell that story. So I think that I even said something like, well, did you know they have Son of Beast now? Like, I think I even said that to him. Like, trying to, like, you know, diffuse the situation a little bit.
Whoa, yeah, that's the one that's got, like, a loop. It had a loop for a while. It was a looping coaster. Yeah, but they had to take it out. Whoa,
yeah, exactly.
They did?
And like you
Whoa,
said.
Whoa, no way.
He's not too far away from the Ted character. So didn't it feel to you like we were
We were talking to Ted. We were talking to drunk Ted.
Yes.
Because you're like, whoa, no way. They took the loop out.
It was like an alternate reality. It was like an alternate reality, EB.
That was loop was awesome.
It was like we were in our own How I Met Your Mother episode that was never going to air. That's what it was like.
It really was so strange. It was great. Guys, there's this famous wooden roller coaster in Ohio.
I think it's called.
But the flop was what did it, man, because he did not just like lean over and say this. He actually.
Yes, he was almost laying flat out, which.
His head was hanging out the booth. If somebody walked by, they would have kicked him with their knee.
Have you guys heard of the beast? And then I'm like, oh my God, we're like full-fledged coaster boys, because I could tell that you had a little smirk on and I had a little smirk, and we were like, we could either coaster boy out on this guy and totally be like, what are you talking about? Of course. But we didn't. We didn't coaster boy out on him.
No, it was great. It was good. I think what was really cool about that, and in retrospect, and what we thought about was how cool it was that NPH brought us into his job with his friends, with his coworkers, and said, you know what? This is my thing. I like theme parks and roller coasters. These guys like it too. So I'm doing this. I'm bringing them on here to share this with them. Allison Hannigan, and Josh Radner were cool enough to be like, you know what? These are NPH's friends. I'm going to engage them in some conversation as best I can. So yes. Allison said, hey, what's it like for Disneyland for a little kid? And then Josh was like, dudes, this roller coaster in Ohio. So that was really cool. I mean, yeah. to credit everybody, everybody was so nice.
It was. It really,
and I think that's just more of them being nice.
I think so.